And we are back. We just finished filming Heretic. Go watch that if you haven't yet. We went and used the bathroom. We got some drinks. We are back. And we're here to do what is probably going to be the last episode of this season. We just started talking there at the end that we might go do another. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm Timothy McDaniel.
Cole Wright.
Joan Joby.
Just in case you are not coming straight off the last episode. We just started talking like, hey, Heretic was our last episode. And then we immediately were like, oh, but Wicked. Oh, but here. Oh, but like here in time and space or whatever like that. So who knows? Who knows what life's going to bring us? But we will hopefully be back sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, we want to take a second. We want to reflect on some of the best moments of the year, some of the worst moments of the year. And I know that this is Cole's favorite episode because Cole has a mind like a steel trap, and he's going to use this to make Jonah and I feel stupid.
He told me you only had once about you, though.
Yeah, Jonah really didn't have anything crazy that I could call him out on.
I got a clean record. I'm a normal boy.
No, except for last episode. I can call you out on that.
Oh, we'll start now.
What was last episode?
Heretic.
What'd I say? I already forgot.
Your take on
that was
the...
5 minutes ago.
Take on the audio.
Oh, yeah. Well, I fixed it, though, right? I fixed it.
Did you fix it? I don't know. You flip-flopped so much.
I think you fixed it. I think you did. Hold on. I'm
Heretic episode part two.
Well, I can't remember what he did.
He came back and gave audio a five.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Yeah, okay, yeah. You're forgiven.
Record's
okay.
Clean now.
Record's clean.
Yeah.
I feel like, and this is not an insult to Jonah, because I love Jonah, I feel like Jonah isn't quite as like opinionated as you and I are.
He's
significantly more free-flowing.
Yeah, it depends on what. Depends on what. If you're talking about like Nintendo games, going to have very strong opinions, or The Last Jedi, maybe. Last Jedi just have a counter opinion, I think. I'm just not a strong opinion, though.
Whenever we inevitably do a Star Wars episode, Jonah's going to become like the most toxic human being.
We need to have a courtroom episode where it's The Last Jedi versus the state of Tyler McDaniel.
And you're and I'm going to be the judge, the jury,
and the executioner.
I feel like we should just do like...
Because I'm going to be toxic towards both of you just to stir the pot.
It'd be great.
I feel like we should just... Without doing a whole episodes, we should just do episodes where we just plug them straight into the rubric, little like 20-minute mini episodes, and just do The Last Jedi. Be like, all right, here's The Last Jedi, off rip, here it is, plot zero. Let's go.
Just do it. Yeah, we're just going for that.
I'd give it like a one. I'd probably give plot a two.
That would be kind of fun, though, actually.
Yeah, that would be kind of
fun. I honestly, not joking, plot probably want to get higher than a...
It'd be a one or a two for me.
I know I could give it a four. Just because the casino planet's so, like, not good.
What, you like The Last Jedi? Am I misremembering? I thought you...
No, I do like The Last Jedi.
He likes Last Jedi, does not like Rise of Skywalker.
I don't think I ever told you our food came. Jonah asked me, what's your least favorite part of Last Jedi? And I gave him a hint. And he kept guessing, and I was like, you're close. And then the food came.
Oh, yeah, and I completely forgot. So, I was starving. That...
I'll tell you after the podcast. All right, hey, we want to start off, before I start ranting about The Last Jedi, we want to start off with some clips from the year. Now, Jonah, you're probably like me, and I didn't have the time to go look for a clip, but I kind of knew what I wanted. And Cole, thankfully, mind like a steel trap, knew almost exactly when and where both of our clips were.
Yes, thankfully.
Mine pulled up. So this is from episode 24.5, the Ultimate Marvel Movie Bracket, starting at 11 minutes and 30 seconds. My favorite Jonah quote from this past season. So let's go ahead and let's play the clip. And you don't have earbuds in.
No, but I'll react like you guys react.
So there you go. You guys getting all like, you guys are like a... kid flirting on the bus. Yeah, like each sharing an earbud. All right, here we go. And here I am. Sorry. Yeah, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Woo, 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 woo. I'm gonna...
Jonah, what are you thinking?
Well, is this the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Wakanda.
Not Forever.
Yeah, that.
My mind's gonna be blown here, but I haven't seen either of these movies.
What?
But...
You didn't see Wakanda Forever?
No, I did not watch that.
Are you racist?
Well...
Okay.
And that's all it is.
Yeah.
And I know that you were joking. I know that you were joking.
That we know of.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that you know of. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know he was joking, but it was just, you played it off so well, and it was just so funny.
My defense. So.
All right, Cole, we're going to go to you. What was your episode, and what was your timestamp?
Mine was the movie Madness.
Okay, so way back.
Episode 22, I think. 21. I don't remember. Somewhere around there.
A year in review?
No, it's 2022. It's Movie Madness. Should be episode 22 then.
I think Spotify is doing that thing where it is not having things in order. Oh, no. This episode's doomed. It's off to a bad start. Movie Madness. Yep. Hold up.
Why is yours out of order? Mine's in order.
Okay. Why is mine out of order?
33:17 is where it starts, and it goes to 34:20.
I found it. Okay.
It's a lengthy clip.
What's the timestamp where yours starts?
33:17. But we have to let it play to 34:20.
Okay. I'm at 33... 33:17. You just tell me when you want it to stop. Yeah. Just give me some finger guns or something. Yeah. Here okay. it is.
All soldiers, but.
Okay.
No, here, 31, Lord of the Rings, here, Two before Towers versus. Just
before we get it going here. So
as soon as I heard Small Soldiers, I knew what your clip was. This was almost my clip. And then I vaguely, like you said yours was Movie Madness. I was like, I bet that's what his
so
is.
So it, what happened with it, it was so funny, like leading up to that, because like we obviously, I read off the matchup and Tyler, you know, just, you know, being how he thinks how this is going to go. Well, you had a good run, Small Soldiers, but it's done. Little did you know, that's right before disaster strikes. Play the clip.
My phone won't play it. It's like mad.
All right, if okay. you picked a different movie, but
That one was okay.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it could have maybe snuck into round two. But,
oh no.
Yeah.
Well,
yikes!
You had a good shot, Small Soldiers, but
okay. 31, Lord of the Rings: The Two Towers versus number 98, Small Soldiers.
I'm not even gonna. You know my answer.
I love Small Soldiers, though.
Don't even.
I love that movie, though.
Cole?
I'm not the biggest fan of Lord of the Rings.
No.
Josh, Cole, you go first.
Josh,
go
first. If Two Towers gets eliminated here, I'm going to actually riot and lose my mind.
One shining moment.
Oh. That's what March Madness is about, the upset.
Oh, Josh, it's true. Were you there when we watched it?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
That's not fair.
It's boring.
No,
boring.
Hold up. We watched it at like midnight.
No, that was Return of the King.
Oh, crap, it was.
I fell asleep during both of them, to be fair, but...
have you tried sleeping a normal, healthy schedule so you can watch...
Okay, what's your pick, Josh? Small Soldiers has a cool army guy in it with the buzz cut.
Guys, I'm gonna go Small Soldiers.
No!
Hey, what's your vote, Tyler?
Lord of the Rings.
Give me Small Soldiers, baby. Oh, there we go.
Josh, is there anything I can say to sway your vote?
That's the most anguish ever Tyler in.
I still, I don't want to phrase this because I love Josh dearly. He's a very good friend of mine. Josh did sleep through 90% of both of those movies.
Well, he said they're boring. They're,
but like,
I would have slept through Borderlands. It's a boring movie.
No, like, imagine.
Oh, he just compared Lord of the Rings to Borderlands. Did you hear that?
I'm going to do some breathing.
Your favorite movie.
And come back.
Yeah. I'm just starting to build the tensions before March.
Josh.
Yeah, for real.
Josh listens to these every now and then. I talk to him. He's like, yeah, as long as I'm like not planning on going to see the movie, haven't seen it yet, I listen to him and I listen to him afterwards. So, Josh, when you listen to this, I beg you, consider rewatching it and not sleeping. And rewatch it in a situation where you can actually pay attention and there's not a... Because I think... When did we watch the second movie? Because I'm pretty sure it wasn't New Year's Eve. When did we watch that?
That was just a movie night.
It wasn't a general movie night because that was before we did movie nights. Yeah, so I feel like we weren't in the mindset. Like, you know what, Josh, consider giving another go. Regardless, that is the biggest upset.
He said it was boring, though. So what are you going to do about that?
If you're not paying attention to be boring, you got experience. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and defend Lord of the Rings again. If you like Lord of the Rings, Lord of the Rings. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
I haven't seen them all the way through, but I just got to say, in Tyler's defense here, it can't take much to beat Small Soldiers. Not that great.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not that great. That's a great movie.
It's like a trashy candy. Like, I get that, yes, it is, like, funny and has some, like, but...
It's the candy corn pumpkins of movies, if that makes sense.
The candy corn pumpkin. Oh,
I wish Jonah
had been here. That's a take.
Am I on your list now?
You're on my list now.
Yeah.
You're on his list. All right. Cole, what was the episode of time stamp for Jonah's clip here?
That would have been...
Now you've got me all heated.
Yeah.
That was also the Marvel bracket.
Okay. This is not good for Tyler. I went from Last Jedi straight into the Two Towers.
And
incident.
His starts about 56 minutes.
I'm actually quitting after this.
Yeah, this is the last episode, like, in general.
Series finale.
Okay. Here we go.
And because Tyler has all the equipment and his house, so it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's over.
It's what it is. Yeah, it was a good run. I'm glad Jonah bought a mic.
Yeah, for this moment. Yeah, just get kicked podcast. Off.
All right. You point at me when it's done here. I'm going to go ahead and hit play.
Number 13, The Martian versus number 52.
You're on the wrong episode.
School of Rock.
You said it was still in Movie Madness.
No, Marvel bracket.
You said it was still on, so I assumed it was...
Sorry, guys.
No.
56 minutes into the Marvel bracket.
The Marvel bracket.
Yeah, why is yours a lot of order?
Here we go. The ultimate Marvel bracket.
Yeah.
Racist?
Well,
classic.
All right. 56 minutes.
Yeah. Right on the dot.
Okay.
Man.
Deadpool Wolverine was like the culmination of like a life lived.
But Spider-Man was the first movie I saw in the theaters.
That's valid.
Superhero movie. Seeing Willem Dafoe being creepy.
You know, I'm gonna give you an out, kind of, but then you're going to have to get back in. So I'm just like, I'm going to do a tangent. I'm going to reset your brain.
Okay.
And then you can come back to it. I read a movie fact the other day, and I don't know if it's true. There was a movie called, The Antichrist, I think it was, with Willem Dafoe. Have seen it. Apparently, they had to use I don't know if this is true. I read this on the internet. Could be total hogwash.
I think I know what you're going to say.
But yeah. A lot of people like commented and was like talking about the story, and I looked it up, and there were some sources that make it seem like it's true. Apparently, they had to use a body double during the sex scenes for Willem Dafoe because his penis was too big, that it was distracting. Like, the director, said, it's distracting, and I'm worried audiences are going to be focusing on your schlong.
Like, not take it seriously.
Yeah. So they had to use a body double because Willem Dafoe was so hung like a horse.
I could see it. He seems like a type.
He seems like he's hung like a horse.
Yeah, he seems like the hung type.
I love Spider-Man.
Oh.
The fact that convinced him was hilarious.
I didn't mean to convince you. I just wanted to distract you a little bit, and I'd read that fact, and it was like,
oh, he is on like a horse. Okay, well, I guess I'll go to Spider-Man.
Can't argue against
that. Can I go with that? Yeah.
It was one of those things. I read that fact. I was like, that's really funny. I hope there's a way for me to bring that up on the podcast, and I was just looking for a way to tell that story. And then
William Dafoe, you
itself.
Say.
Yeah.
Hung like a horse? Oh, yes. Horse. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Some good moments. We didn't do near as many episodes this year.
No, we got a late start.
We got a late start, yeah. Hey, well, hopefully we'll fix that this year. We got some things going forward as we've already talked about ways to rework the rubric. Movies we're excited for in the spring. For the time, though, I want to look back and let's talk about our favorite and least favorite podcast movies. These are movies we watched and we reviewed, and we have episodes uploaded on the podcast. Jonah, why don't you go ahead and start us off for this one?
We talked about an asterisk also. Are we allowed to include Borderlands as the least favorite?
You can.
All right.
I don't know why you would. It's such a slam. You can.
So this is
favorite, though.
Right? We're just doing favorites.
Just favorites right now, yeah.
My favorite one that we did on the podcast, I'm going to have to go with The Wild Robot.
Okay.
The Wild Robot was so good, and I really liked it. And I liked about everything much about it. DreamWorks is on a tear right now. So, yeah.
I almost went with The Wild Robot. I loved the movie. And then I thought our episode, my wife was telling me, she thought it was really funny how we were making fun of Cole and like his cold, heartless, how he has no soul. And she was like, that was actually really funny. I was like, yeah, maybe that'll just be like a recurring bit.
It's kind of been a bit the last few weeks since we watched it.
Cole, yeah. I probably shouldn't tell you this, but like when we're joking around the house and like someone does something, it's like, how could you? It's like, is your heart like Cole's?
You know what?
I'm glad. Hard-hearted.
You've become a joke in our
This head. Agenda here, this way, this picture you're trying to paint me in, this bad light here, that I'm like this heartless, cold individual.
It's not hard to paint it. It's like a paint my numbers. The picture's there. We're just coloring it in. We're just giving some information.
No, I'm sick of all this slander here.
You need to have like a really soft moment, you know? You have to like raise a duckling. Well, I was thinking The Wild Robot, maybe not that. But you have to have a really sweet moment to redeem your
image. Maybe season 3, I'll have my face turned in. I'll be out of this heel arc that I've been in. And Jonah will be the heel this time, not me.
Yeah, I'm going to be really, really grumpy the next season.
Yeah, I think you should. I think we should all switch.
Yeah.
Switch absolutely. Personalities.
You're going to love Lord of the Rings. I'm going to be really grumpy.
I'm going to like...
You're going to love Space Jam.
I'm vibe with Lord of the Rings.
I was like, going to say I was going to like The Last Jedi, and then I couldn't even say the sentence.
Couldn't
even say the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, maybe we can't do that.
All righty. My favorite movie that we watched, I went back and forth between two, but I ended up landing on Alien Romulus.
That's valid.
Loved that movie. I know that it is far from a great movie. Like many people will point out a bunch of problems with it. They're not wrong. I loved that movie, though. I thought it was really, really good. And it was probably my most enjoyable one. Maybe not the best movie, but the most enjoyable movie for me that we watched that as a group this year. So I'm Alien Romulus.
Mm-hmm. We've watched a lot of bangers on this season. There's been quite a few bangers.
I feel like, you know what? I actually felt like the season was worse than previous seasons.
Well, you have a smaller sample size, but you got to think. We watched Beetlejuice. We watched Alien Romulus. We had Heretic.
Yeah.
We had, you know, I'll give it to The Wild Robot. Good movie. Solid movie.
My, we had a lot of Mez too, though.
I don't want to say my second one in case it's yours. Sorry, go ahead.
But my favorite one, I was going to say Heretic, but that's still, you know, I really liked it, but I don't think it's fair because it's still too recent.
Might have that recency bias.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Deadpool and Wolverine, though.
That was my the other one.
Holy crap.
That was a fun time.
They brought their A game and then some.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
He did Marvel better than Disney's doing Marvel.
He really is Marvel Jesus, as the movie implies. Like, yes. He really is. So
how long can they till they can screw this up? I mean, yeah. I told Hugh Jackman. Till
apparently,
you're 90.
Hugh Jackman's agreed to come back to do another movie.
Yeah, I think the rumor is going to be. Yeah, and Secret Wars, they're going to do like the big multiverse. Yeah,
it's really funny because he was like, I'm retiring from Wolverine. And then Ryan Reynolds was like, but what if? And he was like, let's go.
All right, yeah.
Well, with all the, you know, they had to do all the pivot stuff now with Doom and all that. And they're going to try to mash everybody in.
Yeah.
Like, if they could pull this off somehow.
Yeah,
I'm not convinced they can.
I don't know.
Infinity War, they did it perfectly with handling a bunch of characters. Now you got way more characters to try to handle and share screen time with.
Yeah, and I'll say, like, I mean, I'm going to restart.
We should get on the. I have a whiteboard behind us. We should do a stroke counter. And every time Jonah has a stroke,
it would be high.
Where he just can't start a thought.
Every episode.
I probably have a condition. But, I feel like 2 years ago, like 2 years before Infinity War, you could kind of feel like, oh man, we're building to like the finale here. But we're like 2 years away from
like how are they
Doomsday, and like I feel like we're not even close.
Like I feel like we needed to take another decade and build to this.
Yes, exactly.
Not everyone's going to be alive, though.
I kind of got the vibe that Doomsday is supposed to be what Avengers...
Like one
the
was?
The first one was, yeah. Where it's like, okay.
So. But I heard it's going to be right into Secret Wars, which is huge.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. So maybe
it's going to be like a part one, part two thing.
I don't know.
Because I get it. They didn't know Jonathan Majors was going to, you know, be a criminal.
Yes.
That you know, doesn't exactly help.
Pretty much set them back a lot.
I was under the impression.
And this was a Hail Mary that they're throwing.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that Doomsday was going to be like kind of what the first Avengers was, where... We bring everybody back together and we reestablish what the new villain is, and then we split up again, kind of like what Avengers did.
Yeah,
but I could be wrong.
Maybe. Well, I guess time will tell.
It almost sounds like what they've talked about, it's going to be like almost a Fantastic Four trilogy, because we're getting Fantastic Four next year, and then they're going to be like the main, because of Doctor Doom, they're going to be like the main guys in Doomsday, and then they're also going to be like in Secret Wars. So we're going to like 3 years of Fantastic Four.
Will they do Fantastic Four right this time? We'll find out.
I really hope so. Nope. I'm excited for that movie.
I'm not.
Not as much as Superman, if we're talking superhero movies. But
it's Superman, they're coming
making again. Another Superman movie?
Oh, and the way they talk about it, it's going to be so good. They got Crypto in it. And he's like,
Crypto the dog?
Yeah, Crypto the dog. They're like, they're saying,
where
like,
where have I been? I guess I'm just like,
this is James Gunn running the show now this time, right?
Yeah, and he's like, well, I'm going to make it it's going to be super optimistic, Superman.
I guess I'm just like half checked out on superhero movies.
I mean,
that's fair.
The market's overdone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they're making one.
Like, really, I've seen something where, like, with a lot of these things, they compared this to, like, Western movies, where they just, like, they were really big for a long time, and then they just fizzled out. It's kind of where we're at with the superhero movies, because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And really, the prime time era of it is came and went.
Yeah.
Superhero fatigue is very real.
Especially now that Disney's got its hands on Marvel.
Can we talk about how Deadpool and Wolverine's on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the Deadpool
in the
movies
world?
Are. Like, and Logan.
And Logan?
They're all
when
there.
They first started, they were like, don't worry, parents. We're going to make sure all the R-rated stuff stays off of Disney Plus.
Nope.
And now...
Nope.
Here it is.
Punisher's on there. Daredevil's on there.
That's
the whole
awesome,
shebang's
though.
On there.
I love
that.
I watched it the other night. My sister had never seen... Or she didn't see Deadpool and Wolverine in the theaters. She's a big Captain America fan. Mainly, she loves Chris Evans.
Yeah.
So she didn't know about the cameo.
Ooh. Spoilers for Deadpool and Wolverine. On the off chance you still haven't seen it.
How you've avoided it. I still know how Callie did
avoided that, yeah.
Avoided that. I knew it was coming. Like, I looked over at the same time. It was like that look of just shock, like holy crap.
It's him.
And then when she realized it wasn't Captain America, it was the Human Torch, she was like.
and then he dies.
Like, really?
Yeah. I was talking with one of my kids, and they'd never seen Fantastic Four. So they were, like, confused by that. They're like, I didn't, like, fully understand what Ryan Reynolds' character was supposed to be. I was like, he was the Human Torch. They're like,
Chris
but
Evans.
Why?
Yeah.
Or Chris Evans. They were like, why was he the Human Torch? I said, because he played the Human Torch in Fantastic Four. They're like, when was that? Like they had
early 2000s.
They probably weren't alive.
And that's the thing. Yeah, yeah, they were like literally half these kids would have been like 1 year old. Like yeah, when that movie came out.
Or less.
Yeah.
I was three, and they're probably way younger than me.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, that totally checks out. Yeah, I'm sorry for you.
Yeah,
you're lucky you didn't live through that. You're,
I mean, you didn't miss much, but you know,
like, it's better than Fanforestick.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. On that note, least favorite movie that we watched on the podcast this year, you can say Borderlands.
You know what? I'm gonna give my first one's Borderlands, but I'll give my second one just for interestingness' sake. My second one's probably Deadpool. No, what am I talking about? My second one's Joker. I can't talk.
Jonah!
Holy crap, guys.
Cole, will you go ahead and write this down for me for next year?
Yeah.
For when we do the clips, so I can just come back to this.
Yeah,
we're not even going to let context be a thing. We're just going to cut it off there.
Jonah hates Deadpool. Facts.
Oh, no, my gosh. We're just talking about how much we loved it. He's like, I hated
it. Yeah, I hated, like, Deadpool. Oh, my gosh. What a... Like, this man's flip-flopping like crazy.
For the record, Jonah is only drinking water, too.
Yeah, I'm drinking... Yeah. I don't know what my problem is. Joker, though.
Joker.
Was very disappointing.
Jonkler. Yeah.
Jonkler was very disappointing, especially after the first one was pretty good.
Fantastic first movie.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say about it. So it's Joker 2? Like, yeah.
Can I be honest?
Besides Borderlands. Borderlands was trash.
Mine's also Joker 2. I went back.
Besides Borderlands.
You know what?
Oh.
It might be Joker 2.
More than, no way. More than Borderlands.
We're going to get into this later. I went and saw it a second time.
Really?
Joker 2. I went and saw it a second time with some coworkers, and I still don't believe it deserves all of the hate it's getting, but I will say this. Borderlands was made for kids to sell a video game. And while it was really bad, it didn't take itself seriously. And the fact that Joker 2 took itself so seriously, it was made for adults and then just kind of gave like the big middle finger to the audience like at the end there. I actually think that Joker 2 might take the cake just barely, only because Borderlands doesn't take itself seriously.
Borderlands is made for kids?
I would argue it is. Now, mind like, you, when I say kids, I'm meaning like...
Preteens.
13-year-olds, yeah. Right? Like 12, 13, 15. It's a
PG-13
like,
movie. That's...
Yeah, but like I consider, okay, I consider anyone under 21 a kid.
I would consider it.
Doesn't like, take itself too seriously because no one in that movie wanted to be there.
Yes, yeah. But like I would say, yes, it's not made for like younger children, but it is made, it's aimed at kids.
Yeah, I'll say Joker was definitely the most disappointing.
100%.
Yeah.
I went into Borderlands with low expectations, like, and left, like, being like, yep.
Even more disappointed.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And then, but like, Joker 2, I went in, like, wanting a good movie.
Yeah.
So for me, it's, I'm not saying it's the worst movie we watched. It was my least favorite movie we watched.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know,
but I want to make sure I have that distinction.
It's interesting, yeah. Tyler, because word for word from the episode, you gave it a 4 on enjoyment. Unironically liked it, and your total score was an 84%.
Okay. Ooh, Tyler.
We're going to come back to this. It's in my notes. We're going to come back to this. Yeah. Okay. Don't get ahead of us, Cole. Don't get ahead of us. Okay.
Dang.
Cole, least favorite movie.
I mean, Borderlands is the easy one. I'm going to say, though, like, because Borderlands is low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's given number one. If I'm picking a second, though, Twisters?
You know what?
Really?
I was
more than Joker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a hard one. I don't. Think
I mean, here's the thing. Joker, I could have also copped out and said it ends with us, but it really wasn't even that terrible of a movie.
It ends with us wasn't bad. No,
it was a solid movie.
I didn't think Twisters was bad.
I thought Twisters was a
you gotta
okay
look
time.
At what else you're gonna like.
Twisters was aggressively mediocre. It's here, that meme here, where you leave and you're like, that was one of the most movies I've seen.
Yeah.
Here's how I determined it. I went back and looked at my enjoyment score. Joker, I gave a 3. Twisters, I gave a 2.
Really? That's crazy.
Interesting. Okay.
I saw someone say that Twisters was a 5 out of 10, 3 out of 5 movie. I'm like, that's honestly a perfect way to describe that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
It is the most movie I've seen.
It's like, I thought it was a fun mid-movie, though, you know?
It had some fun moments. It had a killer soundtrack.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, that round did not go like I thought it was going to go. Yeah.
Where'd you think it was going to go?
I purposely didn't pick Borderlands, kind of because it's low-hanging fruit, but then also the more I thought on it, I would... here's what I did the test. It's like, what?
Wait, say it. Continue, finish your thought.
Listen, I have this in my notes. I did the test. I was like, okay, if we were at a movie night and they said, hey, which one are we going to put in? And they had Joker 2 on Blu-ray and Borderlands on Blu-ray, I'd probably pick Borderlands. Because we could joke and laugh at it with the boys.
We could still joke and laugh at Joker, though.
But not the
not
same
as
way.
Much. I guess,
not
I the same what you're way.
You can joke like, and laugh at any movie. We laughed at
You can. You can joke and laugh at any movie, but not the way that you can joke and laugh at Borderlands. Joker is bad in an upsetting, spiritual, like, just foundational level. And Borderlands is bad in, like, it's almost just sad and kind of funny to laugh at bad.
I just feel like Joker has redeeming qualities. Like, Joker has really good visuals.
It does. Now, once again, I cannot stress this enough. I'm not saying it is the worst movie we saw. I'm
Your most hated.
My least favorite that we saw.
That's fair, I think.
I want to stress that a lot. It is not the worst movie we saw. And I even, like I said a minute ago, I still stand by much of what I said on that podcast episode. Not all of it, but much of what I said. But on a second viewing, I did enjoy it significantly less.
That's fair. That's fair. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree, but I'm behind you.
Okay. Well, let's move on. Let's move on. We'll come back. Jonah, favorite movie that you've seen this year? I think we limited it to ones that needed to release this year.
Well, no, if you've watched it for the first time this year.
Oh, I thought so for the record, we were at B-Dubs, like, waiting on food when we had this conversation. Yeah, I thought hungry. We said it needed to be something that came out this year because we didn't want someone to be like, oh, I watched Jurassic Park for the first time. But either way, okay, whatever you put in, I'm fine. I limited mine, but if
I mean,
you
can do it however you see
if you didn't limit yours, that's okay.
I did kind of, I don't think I can keep track of movies I watched for the first time, so I'm just thinking of new movies this year. It was a pretty big toss-up. So it's between The Wild Robot Again and Dune Part 2.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to The Wild Robot. But I just want to... Since I already talked about The Wild Robot, I just want to say Dune 2 was the bomb. I think Dune 2 is probably better than The Wild Robot if I had to pick, but like it's like a completely 99 to 100 and based on enjoyment. But I just like... Dune 2 is just awesome. That was a cool movie.
Yeah,
that was like, dang, that was a spectacle. But Wild Robot, I mean, I kind of really like animation a lot, and so I think that one I just enjoyed a lot more. But like I said, Dune 2 is awesome. So,
I actually did go Dune 2. That was my favorite movie that I saw this
Completely
year.
Completely fair.
Really sad we didn't get to do an episode on it. I think there's just we were busy, just never got a chance to go see it. But I went and saw it twice. One of those times I went and saw it in IMAX 3D.
Ooh, I'm jealous.
And dude, let me tell you, it was an experience. And it was like, I left the theater like, I want to come back and do this again. Like, I want to watch this a third time to just see it in IMAX 3D again. So Dune 2, Cole, did you watch it?
I did not.
We won't talk too much then. You most certainly should. And that's where I'll leave it at that. It is a treat.
I hope they re-release it so I can go to IMAX. That'd be so cool.
They do the books justice. They made some changes that I am unsure how I feel about. I have mixed feelings, but something I do like is that the director, it's Villeneuve, who did like one of my other all-time favorite movies, which is Blade Runner 2049, has said that he's wanting this movie to fit the vibe of the next book. So if you haven't read the books, the first book, many people missed the point and the vibe was different. And then they got to the second book and then they started to kind of view characters in different lights and like huge tonal shift. So Dennis said, I don't want to have a huge tonal shift. I want to put that shift in the first book's movie. That way when we go to the second one, it feels more coherent. And I can respect that. So the couple things I don't like that they changed, I'm going to withhold judgment until I see part three. But all in all, amazing movie. Cool.
I mean, it's still a toss-up between Deadpool, Wolverine, and also Heretic. I mean, we've seen Beetlejuice. That's another great one. But like, as far as like, I'm just gonna pick one that we didn't do on the podcast that I really liked, and that was In a Violent Nature.
Okay.
What was that one about? Can you remind me?
That is it's a very low budget horror movie, but it's like kind of like a Friday the 13th slasher vibe. But instead of following like teenagers, you're following the perspective of the killer as he's on his journey.
I heard about that. Okay,
that's cool.
I heard about that because is that the movie where there's like a 10-minute scene of him just like walking through a field to like the next house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's very low budget, but it was really is actually pretty funny. It's dark comedy.
Yeah, that does sound
funny.
It's
like just goofy shenanigans ensue.
I heard it was good. Yeah,
very short and sweet movie. Don't think too much about it. Just sit back, enjoy the absurdity, and
I can appreciate that. Enough. Yeah, absolutely.
Like do more movies like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen to that. I agree.
I like that.
All right. Jonah, doesn't have to be limited to the podcast. your least favorite movie you've seen this year. And once again, mine is not necessarily the worst movie I've seen, although I would argue mine qualifies. Least favorite movie you've seen this year.
So I'm going to go, it's still probably Borderlands, but I'm going to give it an answer for interestingness sake. I'm going to go with Despicable Me 4.
Okay.
Because this movie, this series, it's just so all over the place. So, I mean,
I don't even think I've seen the third one.
Really? So here's the thing with those movies. I think the first one's really good. The first Despicable Me movie is a great, maybe it's nostalgia talking, great, funny, classic, heartwarming time, good character arcs. I like the second one a lot too, same reasons. And then the Minions movie came out. That movie stinks big time. And it's like, what the heck? And then Despicable Me 3 came out. Also, I thought was pretty stinky. They had this weird plot where Gru has a brother named Drew, also played by Steve Carell.
Can confirm I've not seen the third one.
Yeah, and then there's like, Trey Parker plays the villain. He's like 80s themed. He's kind of funny. But
Trey Parker, like the South Park
guy? South Park guy. He really? Plays an 80s themed villain.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was really fun. He has like Rubik's Cube bombs and a guitar that shoots. It's
That's
fun.
A Fortnite skin if I've ever heard one.
Oh, I'm surprised they haven't done this with me in there. Yeah. But then after that movie came out and I also didn't like it, I was like, okay, maybe it was nostalgia talking with the first two, or maybe like this series just running dry.
Yeah, the first one being really good.
Yeah, one and two I like a lot. And then, but then they came out with Minions 2, The Rise of Gru, which maybe was my low expectations. I was like, I have no expectations for this movie. Minions Rise of Gru is really fun. It's not like a masterpiece, but it makes you laugh, and Gru's in it now, like as a kid, so it's more of a Despicable Me movie. That's a fun time, and everyone dressed up to go see it. A lot of memories there. And then the fourth one comes out, and it's like barely a movie. Like, sorry, I'm going like a little tangent here about Despicable Me and
that's
the Minions.
That's what this whole episode's about, dude. You go off, King.
Go off, King. Yeah. So like the movie, here's pretty much what the movie is. I'm not exaggerating. The movie starts out and it has like the setup where Gru goes to stop this guy that he met from villain high school, and the guy wants revenge and he gets away or something. Or he puts him in jail and he breaks out. And so the agency dude is like, you have to go into witness protection. You have to get your whole family has to go into witness protection. So that's the beginning of the movie. The setup's at the beginning. And then literally the rest of the movie is just like they took a bunch of Despicable Me shorts and shoved them into the movie. There's no plot at all. Like literally just random stuff happening. It's like, here's a funny scene with the girls at a karate class. Here is the family at the grocery store getting a fight with a Karen. Here the Minions get superpowers and they suck. That actually made me laugh a little bit. But because yeah. And then at the end of the movie, like it has this, then it just wraps up this plot that they started like an hour ago. And it's not that funny. And the movie should be funny. The part that made me laugh is the Minions are superheroes and they all go into the city and it's all epic. And then they like one of the Minions looks down in an alleyway and he hears gunshots and screaming and he goes, ah, and they give up. And then also everyone says we're sick of superheroes and chases them out of town. It's like a commentary on the theater industry. But it was just like, dang, this is like the worst one. It's barely even a movie. I just went on a huge rant about that.
But, that's, you know, okay. I wasn't expecting a 4-minute rant on Despicable Me 4, but I'm glad you gave it.
Disappointing, because I feel like now people are like, oh, whatever, it's a Despicable. Add it to list.
chalk it up. Hold up. Actually, do I have a marker in here?
I don't see one.
I think I do. Darn, yeah. I was like, we can actually get this going.
Yeah, there's a whiteboard over there, but
we're at 3.
Yeah, I feel like people just like brush it off as like it's Despicable Me, but like these movies were fun. Yeah. Illumination can make good movies. Mm-hmm. People don't give them enough credit. You often don't, or they make a lot of mid.
I think they just aim for the lowest common denominator.
They do a lot.
Take the low-hanging fruit. Like we were at my mom's house the other day, and my niece put on Sing 2. And that movie's probably okay, but just the whole time we were watching it, I just felt like they were just doing the easiest jokes.
Aggressively kids' movie.
The whole time, yeah. Like, there was nothing in it for adults. Unlike like a Shrek, you get like a lot of like higher end, like you have to kind of think about it, or at least it's funny to adults, you know what I mean? Like, it's just low hanging fruit,
yeah. But they had good stuff, like the first two Despicable Me's I like the Lorax. They did great with Mario, which I was shocked about, but I was too. Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know how to follow that up. I'm not gonna rant about mine.
Sorry, I had a lot, I didn't know I had that much to say about Gru.
So, here's the thing, like, this movie I'm about to say, as much as I dislike The Last Jedi, I recognize that The Last Jedi is coherent enough of a movie that I can remember it. And like, it wasn't so bad that I didn't want to watch it a second time, if not just for the reason of just being like, to argue about it.
This is the most positive thing you said about that movie.
Like, I don't like it's. I think I hate The Last Jedi so much because it is. I think it ruined Star Wars. Mm. This movie didn't just ruin its franchise. It was really, really bad, and I think nearly potentially killed this franchise. And then it was just one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Okay, that's not where I thought you were going.
I haven't seen
not where you
one.
Thought I was going?
Yeah.
Where'd you think I was going?
So, oh no, that was last year. Never mind. I got my ears mixed up. I was thinking of Dial of Destiny, but that was last year.
Dial of Destiny. No, I don't think Dial of Destiny killed Indiana Jones. The Harrison
that
Ford.
That was the problem.
Harrison Ford's going to kill Indiana Jones because he's going to die.
Going
he's
to die,
so
yeah.
old.
They didn't kill him. That was the part. No. That was the problem.
So yeah. I can't rant about Frozen Empire the way you just ranted about Despicable Me 4 because my brain has just actively tried to forget how boring that movie was. So it sounds like your movie at least had some funny, memorable sketches. Like all I can think about are like cringe dialogue choices and the fact that like one character is doing his own thing the whole movie that doesn't ever actually mean anything that I can remember in the end. And my brain has actively tried to forget that movie. I rented it for like $4 on like Amazon Prime, regretted it, and like I will never touch that movie again. And it's sad because I love Ghostbusters and I want that franchise to be good and successful again. And Frozen Empire performed so poorly and turned so many people off to Ghostbusters. I don't know how they're going to recover.
Yeah. So. I think we talked about this before, but did you like Afterlife? Or thought it was a fine.
I thought it was okay. Like, I thought I would it was agree. Like, all right. Like, it did a couple things that I thought were interesting. It at least tried to establish some lore by them, like, revisiting, like, the architect who built the tower also built this, like, I don't remember if it was a railway. He, like, built this other architectural things. Like
this other town, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it at least established its lore and tied itself in with the universe. I don't love some of the choices they made, but I didn't feel like it was, like, spitting in the face of Ghostbusters. Even though they did some things that disagreed with, it felt like they liked Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I did not get that vibe from this movie. This felt like it was people made by people who made... This is hard for me to say. I'm choking up. This is hard for me to say. It might be worse than the female remake Ghostbusters.
Was that? I haven't seen that one, so I can say if that was bad or not.
Bad.
You know, it's kind of funny because like the female Ghostbusters came out and everyone was like, why did you do this? Why don't you just make a continuation of the original movies? And then they did it and then they blew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, way too really, late, though. Yeah. Like,
you
I think,
had it and then you ruined it.
And then you ruined it. Yeah.
I think this one, like a lot of people didn't like the female remake because it just didn't feel like Ghostbusters. Like we're used to like Bill Murray. And
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, yeah. I might have his... Oh, I don't have it in here. I have his Crystal Skull vodka somewhere. It's disgusting.
Oh, really?
It's awful. And you have like all these people who are just these kings of improv comedy. At least the new one, while I think it missed... Or sorry, the female remake, while it missed the mark, I think they were trying to do that.
It's a lot of SNL.
Yeah, they just didn't do it well. Yeah, yeah, it felt like an SNL movie rather than the Ghostbusters
movie.
Yeah,
a lot of the Ghostbusters are also SNL.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I don't know. It just had a different vibe. But this movie... Just missed the mark on, missed the boat every way possible. So yeah, that was probably my least favorite movie I watched this year. Cole.
It's tough. Because, I mean, Borderlands, obviously low-hanging fruit. I could say Twisters again, but that's not even really true.
Yeah.
Because we watched some stinkers the movie night. It's tough. I'm going to go with If.
Okay, ooh, the Ryan Reynolds Imaginary Friend movie.
Yeah, it was very just
was
dull.
Aggressively mid.
It was not entertaining.
Yeah.
It was just very just kind of a snooze fest.
Yeah.
I would agree.
I feel that way. Yeah.
Which, you know, either be so bad it's good or be fantastic. Don't be just mid.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
We watched that at movie night, and yeah, sorry to the person if you happen to listen to this podcast. I don't think you listen to our podcast, but if you ever do, nothing against you, but yeah, if was...
I don't think she liked it either.
Okay,
she hadn't watched it before movie night.
She picked that just because she wanted...
Thought it looked good, okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Similar to Hot Frosty, which, you know, that was a wild
That was
time.
Peak.
You know what? I liked Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty was awesome. Kinda wild.
I think Elena has watched Hot Frosty twice since movie.
Really?
Yeah, she loves. She got her
Hot
family.
Hot Frosty was a good time.
Got her family to watch it, and she's watching it with a friend here. Like, she loves Hot Frosty.
Yeah.
That was shockingly good. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, we're to the segment. I'm going to say my two, and then I'm going to let Cole hold me to the coals.
Yes.
Say, I have a take. I'm gonna ask. Well, for me, like when it gets to me, I have a take I want to go back on as well when we get to me, though.
Okay. So, first take, hot take, and I don't think it was a hot take. I think we all kind of felt like Joker 2 was being unjustly hated. I feel like I defended it a little bit more than the other people. And I would like to say, so once again, not really a hot take. I would like to go back and retract upon my second viewing of The Joker 2. I feel like it was a worse movie than I gave it credit for. I still don't think he's the worst Joker. Like, you know what I mean?
Say he was literally an argument for the best Joker, and then he immediately dropped to the worst Joker after.
Yeah, still don't think he's the worst Joker. I think that he turned in a great performance.
He wasn't the issue.
He wasn't the issue.
Yeah.
There's a lot of issues I have with the plot. I still will defend that I think the musical numbers are actually the best part of that movie. What a lot of people hated, I think, are the best parts of those movies. But I do think the plot as a whole is kind of abysmal. It doesn't ever go anywhere. It doesn't ever do anything. And at the end of the day, it's meaningless. And it's like, why did we watch him make this? So I'm going to go back and I would say I would significantly bump down my enjoyment score. And I would probably put the plot at like a 1 or a 2. I don't remember what I gave it.
I don't remember. I think I gave it like a 2.
I'd probably give the plot a 1 or a 2, honestly. Yeah. So I'm going to go back. I significantly disliked Joker 2 a lot more on the second viewing. My second hot take I wish to retract, and this, I don't know if I ever made this hot take on the podcast, but like at some point we were going to the movies and someone's like, we should go to Dollar Tree. And I said, why would we go to Dollar Tree when the Five Below is right there?
Well, Dollar Tree's peak.
Dollar Tree has all kinds of good stuff.
I thought that Five Below was like the better Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree's the better Dollar Tree.
I hate to say it. Dollar Tree had better candy. Like Five Below had more candy, but Dollar Tree had better candy for cheaper.
Yes.
They had better drinks for cheaper. And then we were going to that like cool whiskey glasses and like they had like Christmas towels. And I was, I almost left with like kitchen appliances. It's like, oh, okay.
Dollar Tree's peak.
Our Dollar Tree ain't that peak, but.
Oh,
but
Dollar,
that one was.
Dollar Tree has, oh my gosh, it's an exclusive drink. I assume. I've never had it anywhere, can't find it anywhere else. It's a birthday.
He's like, it's exclusive. It's Coca-Cola.
It's called Pepsi. No, it's like this birthday cake flavored milk. And it sounds vile.
That sounds terrible.
But disgusting. It is like the most heavenly nectar I've ever consumed. It's so good, and I looked when we went to go see Heretic yesterday, and it was not there, but it is so good.
Wild.
Yeah.
But no, that's my second hot take, is I would like to withdraw the bias and the slander I directed towards Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree, you're pretty aight.
You aight, yeah.
You aight. All right. Cool.
Am I drilling you on the takes now?
Yeah, if you didn't listen to last year's episode, I have a bad memory just in general across the board. It's awful. It's abysmal. Time and events just exist in this big melting pot sludge in my brain, and nothing stands out half the time.
That was a really good quote there.
Was that?
Time and existence exist in a sludge in my brain, and it really does.
Like,
out.
I just I drift, right? So Cole is way better at remembering things I said than I am.
I think dang near all of these came from the movie Madness.
Oh. Okay, so Cole, hold me to the coals, and let's see, no pun intended.
Okay. There's not as many as I thought.
Let's see if I regret.
You actually did better this year.
Good. You know what? I think the last time, I don't know if I took any of them back.
No, you didn't.
Let's see if I stand by my takes. Let's go. Let's do this.
Shrek over Happy Gilmore.
Ooh.
Man. Shrek 2.
No, it's Shrek 1 over Happy Gilmore.
Actually, no. I agree with that.
No, you know what? Hold up. I'm thinking.
After, you know that movie you just called overrated last time?
I think I'm going to stand by it.
I think Shrek's better than Happy Gilmore.
You say you got mad at me and Josh for voting Happy. You got mad at me specifically. Like, Josh gets off scot-free. You got mad at me. Like, why would you vote Happy Gilmore? You did it just.
Josh probably slept through Happy Gilmore.
He knows what the movie is, though.
Did Josh put Happy Gilmore over Shrek?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of surprising.
Yeah, I still think for sure Shrek 2.
That happened. Tyler got mad at me for it.
Like, I still think I'd probably do Justice. Shrek over Happy Gilmore. Once again, two movies in front of me. Which one am I going to choose 9 times out of 10? It's going to be Shrek.
I would agree.
So
that overrated movie that you.
I know. I said that Shrek 1 is overrated when compared to like other DreamWorks movies, and like especially within the Shrek franchise.
The plot's being stirred.
No, yeah, no. I think that Shrek 2 is way better than Shrek 1. I guess that's where I was going with that comment. So, all right.
Fair.
Your rash. Oh, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to stay on that one. That's a spicy one, dude.
I'm scared.
No, I'm going to get some of the basic ones out of the way here.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast over Space Jam. I'm going to let you finish on that, then I'm going to.
Wait, Beauty and the Beast, the original?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, the cartoon over Space
Jam. Oh, that's leagues better than Space Jam.
I was going to say, I'm like, just saying, is that a hot take?
Here's my thing here. You gave Dead Poets Society such a bad rap on, like, saying it, quote-unquote, encourages suicide. But Beauty and the Beast is encouraging Stockholm Syndrome, or Space Jam.
We are reaching.
Space Jam teaches kids a lesson where if you never give up and you work hard, can achieve your dreams.
Cole is reaching
to defend Space
so
Jam
hard right now.
I'm just saying, you don't didn't give it a fair shake.
It's criminal. Okay. I don't dislike the first Space Jam. I think it's a good movie, but I also
mid.
I watched it later in life, therefore, yes. I watched it later in life, so I think a lot of the jokes didn't land with me. Like what if I watched it as a kid? However, Beauty and the Beast versus Space Jam, I stand by that.
I can't defend not putting. I'm defending Tyler on this one. I gotta side with him.
I'm glad Jonah's here. Yeah. I think Beauty and the Beast is hands down better than Space Jam. I don't know how Dead Poets Society fits into this,
because that your argument was like, oh, it encourages suicide. So like, okay, it encourages a dark theme. So I was like, okay, Beauty and the Beast encourages a dark theme of Stockholm Syndrome.
I have a very, very soft spot. Okay, very, very short, serious moment in this very stupid episode. Here it is. I'll try to keep it to like 45 seconds. Very serious moment in what is the most stupid episode we do all year. I have a very soft spot in my heart because I've had a stepbrother, another family member, and three friends over the years commit suicide. And I think that any sort of movie that paints suicide in any moderate amount of positive light and doesn't discourage it can have the potential to be dangerous. So my problem with Dead Poets Society, I don't think it encourages suicide. If I said that was a misspeak. I apologize. But what happens is a kid commits suicide, and then what happens is all of his friends and teachers and family realize how wrong they were, and they change their ways, and then they go about and they become better people. Mm-hmm. So someone who's considering or contemplating suicide might go, yeah, if I do this, they're going to realize how wrong they are. And that is a message that I think is dangerous, and lots of movies involving suicide do. Someone commits suicide, and then afterwards people become better human beings in that person's absence.
Like a noble sacrifice.
And I think that is an unhealthy thing to portray in cinema when we have people who might be living through that. They might be thinking, well, if I commit suicide, my parents will realize how wrong they were, and they'll be sorry. That's where I'm at. So when I say it encourages suicide, I don't think it's saying go out and kill yourself, but I think to someone who is in that situation, they might be influenced by that in a negative manner, even though that's not the movie's goal. Does that make sense?
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's also fair that Space Jam teaches the better. it's a better message to Beauty and the Beast, where you can work hard and never give up, even though if the odds are stacked against you, you can still rise to the occasion and be the goat that you always were.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Cole is huffing copium at lethal levels over here.
Space Jam is like a 5 out of 5, like, it's second grade.
It is 5
It's
out
raining
of 5.
Outside. The teacher puts on a movie, Space Jam, off peak. But now it's like a... It's a fun movie. It's a fun time.
Watch your, choose your words wisely here, Jonah.
I'd say it's good, the first one.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not great.
So actually,
I would give it a 3.5.
Oh, I would be higher. Oh, out of 5. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I would be nicer than that.
No, 3.5 out of 5.
I'm starting to think more and more as, like, time goes on, though. Space Jam 2 is actually not as far off, like, from reality here, because LeBron's boys in the NBA, as you know. And So the whole plot is like LeBron's son, he's trying to force him to play basketball and he wants to play video games. But LeBron's boy is in the league right now and I don't think he really even likes basketball, but he likes to stream on
Siege on Twitch?
Yeah, so I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Space Jam 2. It's called real. That's
really that wasn't funny. A fake movie. That was all real.
That was just LeBron is like, he knew what was going to happen.
Warner Brothers really has a universe inside of their computers.
They knew. They saw the future. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Back to these takes. The Menu over Dumb and Dumber. That was the other one.
That's a wildly different movies. It's hard to decide.
What I'll answer, and then I'd like you to give me the context. The menu over Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, this is a movie madness.
It's a similar situation where...
We also put the Anchorman over the whale, but we all agreed on that, though.
Yeah, it's a similar situation where I think I watched Dumb and Dumber a lot later in life than most people did. Like, I'm talking like I was in high school before I watched Dumb and Dumber. When did that movie come out?
93, 94.
Okay, so like I would have been like 16 or 17 years old. So I enjoyed Dumb and Dumber. But like it didn't have the same impact that it had if I had watched it when it came out and I got all the jokes and had all like.
Well, you were negative one when it all came out. When it came out.
Well, like, but I mean, like, when did you watch it? No, when your dad probably watched it when you were like two.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. You probably grew up watching that movie. I didn't. You know what? I will give you that one. I'll probably, I'm going back to the DVD thing. If both of those movies are placed in front of me, I'd probably pick Dumb and Dumber. Which movie's a better movie? Because this is what the bracket was.
It's up to whatever interpretation. If you want to say better movie, you can. If you want to do which one you'd rather watch, because that one there's a lot of flip-flopping.
Okay.
You're confident on the menu, though.
If two DVDs are placed in front of me and I have to pick one, like I have friends over, we have to put a movie in, I'm picking Dumb and Dumber. Which movie is a better movie?
It's hard because it's context.
I'm probably going to go the menu, but they're wildly different genres. That was a very nasty pair-up. I'll probably stick with the menu, but... Oh, that's a tough one. Now I'm going to stick with the menu. I'm going to go with the menu.
Okay. I think this is the big one here.
Okay.
So boy.
I'm scared. Wait, the Beauty and the Beast wasn't the big one.
That one was honestly, that's kind of...
Trying to tell people that I hated Dead Poets Society because it encouraged suicide wasn't the big one. That was the warm-up.
No, I ain't going to lie. That was just kind of a trolling one.
Okay.
I wanted one here. I was just a complete troll.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You got mad at me and Josh because we picked Jurassic Park over Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Okay.
But your rationale for why we were quote-unquote monsters for picking that was because it was an 18 versus 17 seed matchup where Jurassic Park is the underdog in the situation.
Did I call you monsters?
Yes.
Okay, I'd have to go back and watch that.
You said, quote-unquote, you know you're wrong.
I'd have to go back and watch the clip.
Keep in mind, though, that earlier in the bracket, you... were heavily rooting for the Big Lebowski to beat the Muppets 2011 when it was a 1 versus 65 matchup. How do you agree on that differential on seeds there when we were quote-unquote monsters?
This is like a court case here.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like I'm being like, cross-examined.
Interrogated here.
I think it's important to note, Your Honor, that both movies...
I look forward to this every year.
Yeah, this is fun.
Both movies are movies that I put in, so I'm obviously going to be biased. Like The Big Lebowski and Everything Everywhere All at Once, both movies I put in. Obviously, I'm going to be biased towards those. I believe my argument, and if I called you monsters, that was harsh. That was probably for the sake of comedy.
It was.
Yeah, it was probably for the sake of comedy. Don't hold that.
I know your rationale. What rationale you gave me?
Well, I'm probably about to say it again. So pause. I'm probably about to say it again. Don't spoil it in case it's different. Like let me fall into the same blunder again. Fool you! We watched Princess Bride today when I subbed. It was the easiest sub job in the world. I walked in, the teacher was like, "Yeah, you're going to put in The Princess Bride." And I was like, "Awesome, let's go. I took attendance and then watched Princess Bride.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, easy peasy.
I love Jurassic Park. I love Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think that Jurassic Park, because of its age and being viewed as a classic and its nostalgia associated, we tend to automatically have it beat out newer things. It's kind of, we do it with a lot of stuff. We will automatically put the older thing above because it's older and has a special place in our heart. And I think it is very, very deserving of that. I think Everything Everywhere All at Once was an underdog in the sense that a lot of people didn't go see it, which is criminal because it is an amazing movie. I think nuts and bolts to nuts and bolts, break it down. I think that Everything Everywhere All at Once is a better movie. For me, it's more enjoyable. Not saying that's the way for everyone, but I think it's a better movie. And yes, I think despite all the odds, it would beat Jurassic Park on a tier list again in my heart. Your Honor. I rest my case.
I hate to say it, but if we're asking which one's a better movie, it'd be hard. I don't know if I could pick.
Yeah.
If I'm picking...
Flip-flop 10 times before we get the answer out, Jonah.
Yeah, but If I was doing that tier list, I don't think I was in that one yet.
No, that was the bracket.
Yeah. If I was in that list, I probably would have picked Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I'm so glad Jonah's here. I'm so glad Jonah's here.
Hey, yeah. get ready for March where Josh is also sitting back.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be like and Jonah versus the world.
Yeah. It's going to be a dueling here.
No, okay. I was talking about your
Oh, yeah. What was my rationale?
No, I was talking about more for why you picked Lebowski over up in 2011. You looked at me and said, man. You said,
cold.
How many people have you seen stroll up to SIville with the bowling ball from the Muppets movie and roll a perfect game and leave?
That sounds like something I would say.
That was your argument for why it's like, you know what, I'll give it to you.
That does sound like something I would say. I do love the Muppets, but I also love The Big Lebowski. I think that the Muppets is a near-perfect movie, but I also think Lebowski is too. That's a hard one. Good.
That is a hard one.
Like two 10 out of 10s in my heart, like going against each other. I'm going to pick the one that has Jeff Bridges... And
you also tried to get me to get Lebowski over Jurassic Park.
I would,
but the Muppets has Hobo Joe.
That's true.
Why is there you know what? About Let's Hobo go back Joe. And redo the
brand. Yeah. No. You know what? We'll have it in March. March Madness 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Honestly, I'm excited. We need to talk about that.
It's gonna get personal.
It's gonna get real. We might not be friends afterwards.
Yeah. It might be the Insta podcast.
That's a season finale there.
All right, Cole. Do you have any more?
I think that's all the ones you really did. You didn't do too bad this season.
Okay. It seems like all of them almost were from March Madness.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a lot of content in March Madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other ones, everyone, like, we mostly agreed on a lot of the stuff throughout the season. So yeah, there wasn't anything.
Those whole episodes are just arguing pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So now it comes time for my take of forgiveness here. So I need to go back on this take. It's from the movie Madness. It involves one of Tyler's favorite trilogies of movies. You know, I think we screwed up pretty bad on this one. I really don't think we should have put Return of the King over Lilo and Stitch. I really...
Oh, snap.
I think we blew it on that one. Josh?
Oh.
We blew it on that one. We went with Lilo and Stitch. It just came down to me. You know, stupidly went with Return of the King when Lilo and Stitch was right there. I also blew it on The Incredibles.
He's
you know, Lilo and Stitch is really good, Tyler.
It is.
Yeah.
I think, honestly,
better than Return of the King?
Are we talking about better, or would you rather watch now?
Return of the King, actually. That one is tough. I have a part of me is broken. I admit it. A part of me is broken. Where there's like a little dopamine goblin in my mind that just mines constantly anytime Lord of the Rings is involved. Like I'm not a complete whole person. I get it. I'm broken. I have an addiction to the Lord.
You broke him, Cole. He's like falling apart.
To Middle Earth. No, I get it. Like I get it. Sometimes it's not rational.
I will say also another bad take as far as Return of the King goes. We should not have put Last Wish over to Return of the King.
What was I on that one? Where did I
think you were on Return of the King.
Okay.
And you were pretty ticked about it, too, that Last Wish outdid.
So Cole's going to kind of somewhat come to the light here. Okay.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
That's one out of three
Lord of the Rings incidents. Return of the King over Last Wish, Jonah?
Well, I got to say, I haven't watched Return of the King all the way through.
You know what I will say?
But I love Last Wish a lot.
For a movie beating Return of the King... That is the movie that we've said so far tonight that I would be the most comfortable with beating.
You were livid, though.
Return of the King is not my favorite Lord of the Rings movie. It's the second one is my favorite.
From what I can tell, it's a hot take.
What's that?
From what I can tell, that's a hot take.
I don't think so.
From what I've heard. Oh,
really?
I heard Two Towers is everyone's favorite.
I feel like,
oh, really?
I feel like
the I second Return one of the King is everyone's favorite.
Two Towers has the Battle of Helm's Deep. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. It has like the really big like epic battle. They all have a big epic battle at the end, but unlike the end of Return of the King where there's like nine... points where it feels like the movie's ending for a lot of people. Like Helm's Deep has a very clear, definitive, like Gandalf comes. It's a big thing. So I think the second one's my favorite.
A big deal.
All righty. Any other hot takes you want to retract?
No, I think I've been pretty good this year.
Jonah, anything you'd like to apologize for, take back, admit you were wrong?
Nothing I can think of. Like kind of like you said, I didn't really have time to listen through all of them. One that, like, I don't remember what I gave this movie, but I do feel like, thinking back on it for a while, I feel like when we saw It Ends With Us, I was not objective as much as I should have been.
Do you think you should have been harder on it or easier?
Easier on it.
Really?
I think I said I was being objective because I said it wasn't my kind of movie and I was going to try to judge it objectively, but I don't think I did. I think I gave it not like crazy. I think I gave it a little less credit than what credit was due.
I really expected Cole to go back on his enjoyment for The Wild Robot and, like, bump it up a bit, but he didn't. Yeah,
no, I didn't expect that at all.
He's sticking with his gun.
I still gave it a B overall. You act like you guys act like I like failed it.
I'm just doing it for the funniness at this point.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
Paint me as some monster.
Yeah.
Guys, what I thought was going to be a really short episode, we just talked for a whole hour.
Dang. Didn't feel like it.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is my favorite part. Sometimes I wish we could just go off on a tangents like that nonstop. That'd be great.
Yeah, do more of the audience more would probably hate that.
You know, if we
tune back into March, you'll probably get some tangents.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, looking forward. We talked about maybe coming back. We're taking a break. It's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas, and then it's like I'm a music teacher, so this time of the year for me is just abysmally difficult and busy. And then like life gets busy, but talking about coming back in either January or February. I think I asked this at the end of the last podcast, but I asked a similar thing at the end of the last episode. What movie do you wish we could do? Now I'm going to ask, what movie are you guys the most excited for going into the new year? And I know Jonah's.
Dogman.
It's actually probably not Dogman. That's kind of just the meme of Captain Underpants at this point. I never read the Dogman books, but
you're a fake fan.
No, I was the last Captain Underpants book came out when I was a freshman, and I read it. And after
is that part of the Captain Underpants universe?
So pretty much how it is connected. So remember George and Harold from Captain Underpants?
Yes.
So basically at the end of Captain Underpants, the 13th book, they make comic books. I don't remember that. They love making comic books. They go to the future and meet themselves in the future. They are professional comic book writers, and they have a book called Dogman. And then when they go back to the present, they start writing a comic called Dogman. That's how the Captain Underpants ends. It's like really wholesome. They're in their treehouse making this Dogman comic book. And then Dogman spun off after that into its own book series. But in the context of Dogman, like the Dogman books are written in universe by George and Harold, if that makes sense.
Okay, that does.
So it's not like we're not going to see Captain Underpants in there, but we might get like George and Harold at the beginning saying like, oh, here's our book we wrote called Dogman. So, yeah. Okay. It's a book that they wrote, if that makes sense. So.
That does. Yeah.
But I didn't read it. After that, I was like, you know what? I think I need to stop reading these children's books. I am about ready to drive. So
you watch what you want to watch, Jonah. That's okay. That's all right. All right. So it's not Dogman. So what is it?
Oh, dude, I don't even know what's coming out next year.
Captain America.
Honestly, Captain America and the Thunderbolts. Probably Superman. I'm really excited for Superman. Thunderbolts looks good, too. But Superman, everything they've talked about that movie just sounds like they're really like a really good portrayal of Superman. I also think Sonic 3 is going to be pretty good.
But, yeah. All right. Cole, what about you?
I mean, I really want to say Nosferatu, but that's technically going to be end of this year. So it's,
same from a Sonic. I forgot.
You know, one of mine is also kind of the same way. Like,
mine comes out on Christmas, like missed it by just a week.
Yeah.
Mine comes out literally in a week and a half. And we might be able to do a podcast episode, but it'll probably miss it. So it'll probably be for next year.
Yeah, Nosferatu. But like as far as next year, I'm really excited for whatever this Michael Jackson movie's going to be.
Yeah.
The music. I like the music biopic documentary type things.
Who's playing him? Does it know?
What's the guy's name? I just saw it.
Bob Saget?
Yeah, Bob Saget.
Yeah.
We're going to dig up his corpse and he's going to.
Yeah. You know what? As I scroll through, like, I was like, let me make sure I'm not missing anything. As you scroll through, like, the coming soon movies, I feel like movies have gotten better about not advertising themselves like a year and a half, 2 years out.
Oh, yeah.
They've gotten better. Like I think they've realized the audience don't care to hold attention. That there's so many things it can't hold their attention that long.
Yeah.
So they're now doing them like 3, 4, 5, 6 months out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and I don't know when Beyond the Spider-Verse is coming out. If that makes it to next year, that's probably my number one, but that's still up in the air.
That's definitely up there. Well, same thing. Like mine, I doubt it's going to be next year, but like mine would be Dune Part 3.
Yeah,
although
I don't even know
if they've started filming on that yet.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I would lean towards no. But
while Cole looks up his
Michael Jackson will be played by real life nephew Jafar Jackson.
Really?
Yeah,
it's real life.
Okay.
Nephew. Okay.
Mine's probably once again it comes out this year, but I really think that Y2K looks really good.
That does look
that
really
looks
funny.
Cool.
I think that'd be a fun one to do a podcast on, but I doubt we'll get it. I didn't see an advertisement for it until last night, but I thought that The Order looks really good. It's the detective tracking down the like white supremacist Nazi cult.
Ooh, yeah,
like,
it did
up
look good
in the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Thought that looked really good. And I had two more on here, and I forgot what it was. I should have screenshotted it, but I didn't. I didn't think about it until I was scrolling. But Paddington in Peru.
Oh,
Yeah.
That's up there too.
Okay. Now, I don't see it on here. I was trying to figure out to make sure I don't get the name wrong. I want to say my most anticipated movie. This is the one I'm the most anticipated for, and I think it comes out February or March next year. It's called like Mickey 17.
Yeah. Yes, that looks good too. There's a lot of good movies coming out.
Yeah, it's the guy who did Parasite, I'm pretty sure, yeah, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. So like and it stars a Robert Pattinson, who I think is underrated, and it looks just very aesthetically pleasing.
Very unique plot.
So yeah, that's the movie I'm probably the most excited for, is Mickey 17. But I think, is that the right title?
Yeah.
I was scrolling to try to see if I could find it on the coming soon. But yeah, that's what movie I'm probably most excited for.
Yeah. Another one I forgot about is Pixar's doing a new movie, which I feel like Pixar, like, unpopular opinion, Pixar's had a pretty good streak in the 2020s. So I'm looking forward to this. It's called Elio. It's a kid who gets abducted by aliens, and then he says that he's the leader of Earth, and he has to like defend Earth or something in like a court thing. I don't know. It looks cool.
If we do that, we can finally get that Pixar tier list that we've been waiting for.
That's true. If we do that movie, that's like summer. That has a while to go.
Okay.
But
I haven't heard of that. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, there she is. A year in review, 2024 season 2. When we come back next year, we maybe will have reworked the rubric.
Maybe we start with the movie. Maybe we start with the March Madness 2. We don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So, alrighty, if you've listened to us at all this year, thank you guys very much. If you've shared us with any of your friends, thank you very much. And even if you didn't do either of those, if you happen to just listen to this one, we're glad you're here. We do this for fun. We're not here for money. We're very happy you're here. Thank you guys for listening to us. And have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. Hold up. As we leave, Jonah, give us your Yoshi impression.
Daughter!
There she is.
That was better than the first one.
That was way better. Hey, yo, it's me, Yoshi.
I am the freaking green.